Bam the Tick.
It's time once again for Bad Radio Reports, spanning the globe to bring you everything you need to know to survive in our complex and ever-changing world. Ignore it, and you could die. And now, your Bad Radio Reports correspondents, Bob Sturm, Dan McDowell, and...
It's a ticket for rap.
And here he is, having the time of his life, Jake.
I almost long for the days of like the early 2000s and MTV when it felt like everyone's culture was completely shared. And if you were talking to a girl, or she was talking to a guy, you all knew about the same stuff. But I think now that everyone is online of varying levels and you can kind of go to your own corner of the internet, there are things that I think everyone knows about that I learned that no one knows about and vice versa.
Correct.
And this typically happens with my wife, who is very not online. And we were watching Barry the other night. We are now through season one, and I am prepared to say that it is one of the best things on TV right now.
Really? Great show.
It's legit. It is very, very legit.
Very weird at times.
I've only heard about it from you guys, and I literally have no idea even what the premise is.
I watched the first one about a year ago and just kind of thought, I don't really get this. Give it a few more. And it's great, but
okay. There's
a scene in season five where Barry, who is a
episode five, two seasons, who is in their second season.
He's an ex-Marine, and with another ex-Marine buddy of his. Sorry for the spoilers. We got to do it. They're preparing to take a stash house, and they've got guns, and they are making a plan. And then this happens. So they load their clips. Barry's giving hand signals to his friend. Kind of does a eyes, 1-2.
Leroy Jenkins!
We don't have to finish it, but I died laughing, and my wife is like, why is that funny?
That's awesome.
And
on a show?
On the exact same night, Bob had texted me and said, I think we need to do a report on old Leroy Jenkins. So 1 week ago...
Did you have any curiosity when you watched that episode, Dan?
No, I don't even know why you guys are laughing here.
Okay, well, 1 week ago...
Awesome!
14 years ago, on May 10th in 2005, when the internet was a very, very different place, we didn't have Twitch, Dan, which I know you're really into. We didn't have monetized YouTube streams. We didn't have Periscope. But we did have World of Warcraft. It was very early on in the stages of World of Warcraft, an online... A world, really, where people would get together in groups and spend tons and tons of time, you know, making real friends, playing this game online together. You get together in groups called guilds, and you would fight with others. And I don't really understand it. I didn't play.
I didn't play either.
I've read about it plenty and feel like I have a general understanding of the concept. But in any case, there was a video that was put online, like captured from playing Warcraft and then put on YouTube. And this went viral before we even knew the term viral. This is one of the very first memes. So I would say this is not meme of the week. This is the meme hall of fame.
Yeah, this is even before Twitter, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
And I will tell you, I think a P1 told me to watch it. But the only reason it came up last week is, as Jake just said, the anniversary happened. And so people online on Twitter were saying happy anniversary to Leroy Jenkins. And that got me watching the video again, and that got me laughing again, and I had no idea about this show, Barry. So independent of Jake catching up on Barry, I suggested that we finally get Leroy Jenkins up on the menu for Bad Raider Reports.
So this video starts with a group of, I don't know, a dozen or so Warcraft players.
Yeah.
And you can see them all, you can hear all of their headsets as they're talking to one another about, they're about to have an encounter with another group of players in this particular part of the map. They're planning it all out, and
it's like a locker room speech, Dan.
Yeah.
A football coach is telling his team exactly what we're going to do, and there's a couple of responses, but everyone's just getting on the same page.
And they're like kind of behind a wall preparing again to go take this certain field or this certain part of the map, so we'll go to them.
Okay, well, what we'll do, I'll run in first, gather up all the eggs so we can kind of just, you know, blast them all down with AOE. I will use Intimidating Shout to kind of scatter them so we don't have to fight a whole bunch of them at once. When my shout's done, I'll need Anthony to come in and drop his shout too.
All right, I'll skip ahead about 30 seconds.
We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick. I think it's a pretty good plan. We should be able to pull it off this time. What do you think, Abdul? Can you give me a number crunch real quick?
Yeah, give me a sec. I'm coming up with 32.33, repeating, of course, percentage of survival.
Oh, that's a lot better than we usually do.
All right, chums,
ready, guys?
Let's do this. Leroy Dragons!
Oh my god, he just ran in.
God, you moron.
Leroy.
This is ridiculous.
I'm on it.
So now they run in. One guy runs in on his own. Like, he hadn't been there the whole time. They said afterward that he went to go get something to eat and then sat back down at his computer and was like, F this, I'm going in. So he
While they're discussing, they're having the most...
Yeah, I cut out like 2 minutes of this. Very meticulous.
The strategy is ridiculous, and they're all standing there with their weapons. And so, like he said, there's 12 or 15 people trying to take this very, very seriously because they got to the point in this game where we can't screw this up, and then homeboy just runs through and screams his name.
It's a lot better than we usually do.
All right, chums,
ready, guys?
Let's do this. Leroy Dragons!
Oh my god, he just ran in.
God, Leroy, you moron. Dumbass. God,
this is
before I can leave out of this. God.
Oh, God.
And it's just chaos from there. Like, they're getting slaughtered.
So is this very... This became famous?
Yes, it was. I mean, millions and millions of views on YouTube. But you have to remember, old YouTube was way different. It was viral videos. It was kind of like how Vine became. It was cat videos. It was the kid after the dentist.
It's kind of like Dude Perfect was part of old YouTube.
Yes.
But now they've sold out and become new YouTube. It's great. I'm not saying sold out negatively. If you can make millions of dollars, Bob, do it.
I recommend it.
But now when you get on YouTube...
But they originally were just a viral sensation.
Right.
But now they're well-produced. They have a manager. They have, you know, they get paid from... Yeah, it's...
And YouTube looks way different now. It's companies, it's brands, it's TV shows.
Yes, you mentioned
creators.
When you turn on YouTube and then you got that front page, which is suggesting a lot of stuff, and it is no longer like just... weird off-the-cuff thing.
Girl falls off pole.
You're right. It's right. Now all...
YouTube sold out.
It's now shows or little, you know, everything's corporate.
Now, I'm going to break your heart a little bit. This video was staged. And it was staged because this guild said...
Oh, that's
hey,
a bother.
We're a small guild.
And I'm just learning of the whole thing, and now I'm upset that it's actually
plenty more
I was upset
for you.
About this.
But they said they wanted more people to join them, and one way to do that was to distinguish themselves from these other groups. So they filmed this thinking, everyone will know this is fake who plays Warcraft. This is funny. It's just... Because the reason it's funny is because if you've played games online, it's not uncommon for one guy to be like, I don't care about your plan. Or hell, if you've played paintball, there's always one guy
because
who like, you have this whole plan.
It's not really a group of close friends, right? It's
right.
Like one guy's in this state, one guy's in that.
And you're not really going to die, you know? So there's always one person in any sort of, you know, BB gun battle or whatever that is like, I don't care. I'm going in. I don't care. And so they staged this thinking it would be funny. More people would join them. It kind of backfired, though, because so many people joined them that he was no longer able to play the game without him logging on and, like, 100,000 people trying to talk to him. So he was, like, kind of... He basically had to either quit the game or change names. He did get invited to a couple conferences and got to, you know, do his little drop, his Leroy Jenkins drop.
Well,
but he didn't...
Such GBL.
They didn't really make any money, because in old YouTube, there really wasn't an avenue to make money, which is sad because, again, I'll go back to Barry here... as they're planning an attack, Bill Hader and his buddy.
Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah.
As I recall, so he did bust in.
Oh, yeah. They're in the
without,
middle of kind of hand signals, and he just ducks through this door and starts shooting all these dudes.
There's delicate and precise ways to take something in military. If we have a coordinated effort, we can do this without complete chaos. Or we can load up our guns and run through the front door and scream and try to do it the action movie way.
Yeah.
And Leroy Jenkins is shorthand for that entire concept for all these years. And I've never not enjoyed watching the video to a point where I think Jake and maybe TC back in the day said, you know that's fake, don't you? And I looked at them, and I got disappointed for about 5 seconds, and I said, you know what? I really don't even care, and I watched the video again, and I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, and the dudes who made it again said, we could not believe anybody thought this was real. It was so absurd, and they're kind of laughing, but it hasn't stopped it from becoming somewhat of a pop culture phenomenon. You know, dudes say this now.
Right.
You're going in on your own. You just kind of... And it was on Family Guy once, and so much so that they kind of ripped it word for word.
Anyway, U.S. Coast Guard, you kids get... What are we going to do? We're way outgunned.
Are any of you familiar with what's referred to as a Leroy Jenkins?
Well, I don't know what that is, but let's make a very long, elaborate plan. All right, so I'll run in first and use an intimidating shout. When my shout's done, I'll need Joe to come in and use his shout, too. What do you think, Joe? Can you give me a number crunch real quick?
Yeah, give me a sec. I'm coming up with 32.33. Repeating, of course.
Okay, that's a lot better than we usually do. So let's...
Leroy Jenkins!
Oh, my God, he just ran in. Let's go! Stick to the plan! Let's go! Let's go!
Aw, oh, man! Ah, oh, we're dying!
Damn it, Cleveland!
Look at the dragons! These guys have magic, guys!
Oh, God!
You know, Cleveland, you're an idiot.
This episode has a lot of internet things.
Do I need to watch Family Guy? Wow. Every time I hear a clip, it's
the
gold.
The hits are great, yeah. Even How I Met Your Mother once referred to this in a kind of a slightly obscure way.
I've got yourself a deal. Robin, will you do the honors?
A gentleman's agreement.
Huzzah! All right, chunks, let's do this. Barney Austin!
And then he walks out the door. That's a CBS show. And then Once Upon a Time, of course, if you become a big enough deal culturally, you will end up with Trebek.
This role-playing game, out in 2004, returns to the world of Azeroth, where heroes like Leroy Jenkins do battle. And that would be the world of Warcraft.
So it's been, Colorado Rockies.
It's everywhere.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
so it's a cool story just because, again, it was pre... I like thinking about internet. It's not internet 1.0, but mid-2000s internet.
So it was faked, but then the going viral wasn't fake.
Oh, no, yeah. It wasn't like there was some corporate push behind or something like that. No, not at all.
It made it to me. That says something, right?
Yeah,
how did it make it to you?
Like I said, just some P1 said, you're going to like this. Huh. And he didn't tell me it was fake. So I believed in the Easter Bunny for several years.
There's a the South Park on World of Warcraft. I believe their main troll's name is Jenkins, which is a shout to this. So... I kind of just wanted to do this so that anytime somebody on the show has just gone rogue, we at least have the...
Leroy Jenkins!
I don't know how it'll fit.
I don't even care how it fits. That's end of montage at worst.
So you're not part of the conversation. You kind of come in late.
Yeah.
Barge through and you're not worried
about...
I'm
not paying attention.
Yeah, you're not worried about breaking a couple dishes. We're just going to run through here.
Leroy Jenkins the break.
Yeah, there you go.
Dude.
I like it.
If needed.
You're onto something.
Leroy Jenkins!
Yes.
So, right, do you have the original...
I'm going to need the name of that Family Guy episode, by the way. Because I can't watch them all. There's too many of them.
I was watching one the other night, and they had... I mean, it just happened to be on, and then I went and searched for it. And I swear it was a Weenie in the Butt episode I've never seen before. And I just thought...
I want to see all those, too.
Let's follow up on that tomorrow.
All right. So there you go.
Where's the original video?
The Leroy Jenkins video?
Because I see one here, 2014, 2017. But
I'm sure if you
go on
YouTube,
I need Jake to give me the original.
The original one. Okay. Yeah, we'll find that.
Like with hundreds of views.
We'll put it out there. I don't know if the original one won't be under many, many, many million, my friend. All right. It's 228. Let's talk some stars. They did some business today of a massive money variety. We talk about that in their offseason next.